Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959, and time to reflect on some of the big news stories that certainly made headlines this year. Now, for all of us, we know 2025 has been a big year for the markets, for commodities like gold, but also for cryptocurrencies. And you might recall that at the beginning of the year, we saw the incredible rise of Bitcoin, not only in terms of price, its performance, but also how we as South Africans have been adapting and adopting new cryptocurrencies. To help us unpack and reflect on the performance of crypto platforms and cryptocurrencies this past year, we joined by Christu de Wit. He's a country manager for Luno South Africa. A reminder that Luno's the leading crypto platform in South Africa. A pleasure to have you with us, Christu, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's great to be here.
It sounds like a while ago when we touched base back in Feb, actually reflecting on the growth and the rise of Luno, essentially becoming the country's leading cryptocurrency platform. But here we are again, just to get a refresher and a rewind of the last few months and, of course, the performance of cryptocurrencies. But I guess first things first, just taking a look at Luno, your performance so far this year, are there any particular highlights that really stood out for you?
2025 has really been quite a significant year, not only, I think, for the crypto market, which I'm sure we'll unpack in a minute, but definitely for Luno specifically. We really had a good year in terms of growth. We crossed the 6 million customer threshold this year in South Africa alone, more than 16 million customers globally in our other markets as well. So really, really quite tremendous. And we see the adoption of crypto among South Africans is growing. Then I think also just to reflect on some of the exciting launches that we had this year, we launched tokenized stocks or tokenized US stocks, which enabled ordinary South Africans to easily invest into US stocks on Luno, not necessarily needing an intermediary or a broker, directly accessing it with RANDs, and being able now to trade 24 hours, 7 days a week on US stocks. And then I think what most of the listeners would probably be familiar with is our partnership with Discovery Bank, where Discovery Bank now made it possible for customers to trade, buy, and sell cryptocurrency through Luno directly on their banking platform, which is a first in Africa. So quite a significant year for us. Very, very exciting milestones. And it really is testament to how crypto adoption is growing in the country.
And I think that's an important point to reflect on, right? Not only democratization of access, a heightened level of awareness and understanding of how to use cryptocurrencies. It almost seems as though this is not just a pie in the sky kind of effort and airy-fairy themes regarding cryptocurrencies and their platforms. It almost seems as though we've come to a point of maturation in the market. Is this how you describe it?
Absolutely. And I think what you've hit the nail on the head was with the democratization to access, right? So cryptocurrency, yes, it is still a relatively novel asset class. You know, it's only been in existence since 2009, but it has really grown heaps and bounds. And what is quite significant is that what we saw in 2025 is that traditional financial institutional adoption. And I think that's testament to why Discovery Bank decided to partner with a platform such as Luno. We're also seeing that ordinary South Africans are making cryptocurrency and crypto assets, rather, part of their overall wealth strategy and long-term investment plans. And this maturity is signaled then also in our continued customer growth that we see on the platform.
What I am keen to also understand is, I guess, the use of crypto, not so much anymore as just being seen as a store of value and for investment purposes, but are we seeing South Africans actually trade, transact, and use cryptocurrencies for a wide variety of, I guess, transactions or options that might be available on the market?
No, absolutely. Another point that has grown significantly this year is the usage of Luno Pay. Luno Pay is the ability for customers of Luno to utilize their cryptocurrency for ordinary everyday payments. We introduced this just a few years ago, where we enabled cryptocurrency payments at Pick and Pay. It's now available at more than 700,000 merchants nationwide accepting crypto assets as a payment. And I think this is what really also shows that it has gone beyond just a store of value and as an investment asset, but also giving it real world utility.
Speaking of the real world, it also comes with regulation. And so far, we've seen quite a few changes taking place, not only locally, but also in the US. Help us understand, and maybe if you have been actively participating in these conversations with regulators, some of the key themes that have really come to the fore to have cryptocurrencies and platforms adequately acknowledged, but also just heightening the level of governance and transparency when it comes to crypto platforms.
I think the majority of the industry, specifically in South Africa, but also more abroad or more broadly in other markets, it really does reflect on how crypto is being regulated, how crypto asset providers or crypto asset service providers are being regulated and governed. I think what we saw this year, and most significantly in South Africa, where we finally got off the FATF grey list, I think the way that cryptocurrency and crypto asset service provider platforms are regulated has been a big contributing factor to why South Africa was able to get off the grey list, and was one of the reasons why South Africa was added to the grey list in the first place. So having all of these governance and risk mitigation structures in place really goes heaps and bounds in terms of creating a safe space for consumers to invest their hard-earned South African rands, and also to build a future for themselves and build broader wealth. If we look across the waters, so to speak, what's happening in the US, we saw with the current administration, the Trump administration, that there was a very pro-crypto stance. And what the American administration, the current American administration, has done is that they've gone in and looked at all of their policies, current policies governing crypto assets, and have taken a very, very hardline approach to bring that into the regulatory space to make sure that regulation exists where crypto can safely be traded in the US. And we've seen that as well in terms of how the market has responded. I think if we reflect back to Inauguration Day, where President Trump was inaugurated, Bitcoin reached an all-time high, and there was significant market optimism on what his administration is going to do for the industry. Fast forward a few months, we saw the passage of the Genius Act, which is a very clear regulatory framework for stablecoins, especially dollar-backed stablecoins, that will then further grow the market and the industry. So there was also a lot of optimism on that front. So regulation does is very, very important and necessary for this industry to be integrated more into the mainstream financial landscape.
Got you. When we take a look at the year ahead for 2026, what are your expectations?
I think we will see a continuation of a lot of the trends that we've seen over this year. I think regulation and regulatory clarity is going to become more important. We noted that the Reserve Bank recently released a report, their financial risk analysis, and then marked that the lack of regulation or lack of clear crypto regulation is a financial risk for South Africa. Therefore, I think in South Africa, we will see more and more crypto regulations come into play. This may then enable further development and growth in the industry. I think what we've also seen quite a lot of is tokenization. So as with Luna launched tokenized stocks or US stocks, I think this will continue on in this space. And I think 2026 is really also going to be the year of the South African rand stablecoin market. There's quite a few South African rand stablecoins currently in circulation. Mm-hmm. But I think 2026 will really be the year where we see this all consolidated and really demand growing for a locally backed stablecoin.
Fantastic. Well, we're looking forward to it, especially seeing our ongoing growth support and regulatory transformation when it comes to cryptocurrencies. I guess you're going to have a very busy year ahead, Christo. You and your team are...
I hope so.
Definitely. Maybe we'll see 10,000 customers on the platform now, moving up from 6. So looking forward to that one.
So much.
Christo de Wit is country manager of Luno.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.